proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about elements of discipleship. Loving God ultimately leads to obeying Him. In the 11th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses commanded the Israelites to, quote, "Love the Lord thy God, and keep His charge and His statutes, and His judgments and His commandments, always," unquote. Jesus Christ issued a similar mandate to His adherents when, in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, He told them, quote, "If ye love me, keep my commandments," unquote. Obedience to God's directives goes beyond merely acknowledging His sovereignty, that is to say, His right to issue commands. Jesus Christ made that distinction clear. In the 7th chapter of Matthew, He proclaimed that, quote, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven," unquote. He followed up on that train of thinking in the 13th chapter of Luke's Gospel. On that occasion, He told His followers to, quote, "Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able," unquote. According to the Savior, such people would declare that, quote, "We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets," unquote. However, the Lord will reply to these people, quote, "I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity," unquote. What was the problem? These people, in spite of having heard their Savior teach and speak, these people did not do what He told them to do. In the 6th chapter of Luke's Gospel, Jesus Christ put the following question to His followers, quote, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" unquote. He followed up on that statement by praising those who did hear His voice and did what He commanded them to do. Mere verbal assent to the Lord's commands was insufficient. Those who want to follow Him also had to obey what He told them to do. Those who sought to become Jesus Christ's disciples have to make Him their chief priority. Two incidents described in the 9th chapter of Luke illustrated this principle. In one case, the Savior called upon a certain individual to follow Him. When that person replied, quote, "Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father," unquote, Jesus Christ rejoined, quote, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God," unquote. On another occasion, someone told the Savior, quote, "Lord, I will follow thee, but let me go first then bid them farewell which are at home in my house," unquote. Jesus Christ told that person that, quote, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God," unquote. The Lord did not intend to show His insensitivity to these men's familial commitments. Rather, His response emphasized that anyone who desired to become His disciple must make obedience to Him their highest priority. What about those who do? Jesus Christ said that such people who leave all and follow Him, which Peter claimed that Jesus Christ's disciples did in Mark chapter 10, that those people who leave all to follow Jesus Christ would receive great rewards in this life. Rewards such as brothers, sisters, houses, lands. These rewards would come in this life, but there would be greater rewards to come in eternity. Also, such people who give up all to obey God show that they have put God at their highest priority in life. That come what may, they would fear God and do what He said, regardless of what any man could do to them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.